Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Happy holidays to each and every one of you. I hope you're having a safe and productive holiday and a happy one, too. I'm excited about Dr. Ivan Meisner being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Ivan's one of my good friends. He's a good friend to you, whether you know it or not, because of the work that he does. He is the world's expert on networking. He's the founder and CEO, I guess chairman now, of Business Network International, BNI, is something you've heard me talk about many times in the past. And he's the author of so many books on networking, I actually hurt myself carrying them in here. Masters of Success is one, Masters of Networking is another, Giver's Gain is another, and on, something under 100 books, something under a billion sold worldwide, and actually all throughout the galaxy. He's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks. It's always great to be on the show.
Now, have we gone over a billion in the book sales? I want to make sure I got my numbers right there, Ivan.
No, not quite. Not quite.
We're still just under that number.
Yeah, I'm working on a billion.
And how many books? 15, 20?
Nine. The latest book was Truth or Delusion.
Oh, yeah.
Just came out about 2 months ago.
Right.
And we hit the New York Times bestsellers list. So
congratulations.
Life is good.
Well, you know, we launched it on this show. I didn't expect anything else to happen. Then.
We did. That's right. It was the very first interview. It was right here.
So you know why. I mean, obviously it was going to New York to the bestseller list. I mean,
obviously.
What else did you expect? What is the, you know, Ivan, a lot of really smart people besides you have been talking about networking for a long time. In a recent article, you reminded me of something I remember reading, that John Naisbitt, when he talked about the importance of people getting together and leveraging off of each other. I remember before I knew you in 1998 telling my audience that I believed in the 21st century, that in addition to all the other things that they were going to have to be good at, that they were going to have to learn how to do three things really well. One was leverage technology. The other was create strategic alliances. And the third one was networking. And then I found out there's this guy who says that all the time. And then, of course, you've been our friend ever since. What is the future of networking?
Well, I think there's a few things. And you mentioned Naisbitt. That's interesting.
By the way, he's been on my show since I talked to you last.
Oh, has he?
Oh, yeah. That was a red letter day to get to interview John Naisbitt. And we're going to get him back on again. But talk about a cool guy. You ought to go listen to that interview. It's a good one.
I will. He's not easy to connect with.
He lives in Europe.
A little bit of a hermit.
Well, he is, but I think I got the feeling that he doesn't really, you know, he's a little more accessible than I thought.
Well, but he just doesn't do very many interviews.
Right,
so
right.
That's interesting. When you think about it, business networking has not been talked about much since really started in the early 80s with Naisbitt. But before that, if you do a literature search, you're not going to find anything in the literature on business networking prior to the early 1980s. So everybody always thinks, oh, networking, that's old hat. I mean, everybody's, you know, been doing that forever. Well, maybe, but you won't see anything in the literature on networking prior to the 1980s. And Naisbitt was really probably one of the first to talk about it, where he said that it's one of the future trends in the world, that more and more networking is going to be an integral element of any successful business or enterprise.
And he was incorporating that, as I remember, Ivan, he was incorporating that into what I consider to be his foundation theme for all that he talked about in those days. This is back in the early 80s when he wrote Megatrends, was when he talked about the fact that, yes, we're going to have lots of high tech. And that was before we even knew how much high tech we were going to have. But then, he said we're always going to want that other thing. Ivan, tell us what that is.
High touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. High tech, high touch. And we've arrived. I mean, when he wrote that, it was an interesting concept.
It changed my life when I read that.
But we've absolutely arrived today. We are definitely in a high-tech, high-touch society. So he was one of the first, and I'll tell you who's, I think, probably the second big name to write about networking, and that's Tom Peters. Peters wrote about networking and word-of-mouth marketing as being really important to successful businesses in his book Thriving on Chaos, which was also in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And there he basically said that word-of-mouth and networking were very important, but that no one ever really created a plan for it, and that you have to have a plan to build your business. In the same way that you plan your traditional mediums of advertising, you need to plan your word-of-mouth.
Right.
And that was an interesting concept back then.
And you know, I'm very happy to say, Ivan, that we had Tom Peters on this show, too, this year.
I'm impressed.
Two guys that changed my life, and I know they had a big influence on you as well.
Very much so,
But let me tell you something, folks. Ivan Meisner has influence on people himself every day now as the leader of Business Network International. Stay with us. 20 till. We'll be right back.
No one can tell.
Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Happy holidays, everybody. And Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Dr. Ivan Meisner, I should say. Dr. Ivan Meisner is here with us. Ivan, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks. Same to you.
And we're talking about the future of networking. By the way, folks, Ivan is the founder of Business Network International, BNI. And Ivan, give us that website. Tell us a little bit about BNI.
BNI.com is our website. We now have, Jim, 4,550 chapters.
Wow.
In 36 countries. We opened our 36th country last Friday.
How many is that this year, 2006?
10 countries in 1 year. That's,
wow.
It took us 10 years to open our first country.
I know.
We opened 10 countries this year.
Because when you started on my show about 8 years ago or so,
yeah.
I think you had like 10 or 8 or 10, maybe, no, less than 10, I think.
Oh, yeah, less than 10. Yeah. See what the Small Business Advocate radio show has done for us.
That's right. I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about. But seriously, folks, the thing that Ivan has done, and single-handedly from a vision standpoint, he's had lots of folks helping him, a lot of people who have bought into his dream. Ivan, you've single-handedly, to you and your folks, have taken a human concept, a human emotion, something that's at the core of human beings, and that's to want to be, you know, part of something. You've taken that and you've made it more elegant. You've quantified it and qualified it, and you put it into a little. You've made it into a little handy vessel that people can handle and can get their hands around. And it's just a beautiful thing, and I want to congratulate you, not only on what you've done for other people, but on the fact that you are a perfect example of the American dream writ large.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. We certainly have worked at trying to codify this thing called networking into a system that was replicable, and it's replicating itself all over the world now. We opened, last count, it looks like we'll have about 500 new locations this year.
Wow. And Romania was the last country?
Romania was the last country.
It's exciting to watch those former European Soviet bloc countries become entrepreneurial, isn't it?
And they hunger for it. They are really interested in an entrepreneurial economy, and it's amazing how they just jump at it.
Well, absolutely. I've met those guys, some of those guys from Georgia, the Republic of Georgia, and other countries. And when they talk about their future as entrepreneurs, I've never seen eyes twinkle as much as theirs do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very exciting. So what's the future of networking? Talk to us more about
that. There's three things that I think, and I have to pull out my crystal ball like Nesbitt did a little bit and think about where the future of networking is. And the first one is that online and face-to-face networking will both continue to flourish. Both online networks like eCademy, Rise, LinkedIn, they're going to continue to flourish. They're going to be strong.
Not either or, both and.
Yeah, absolutely. And as well as groups like BNI. We're growing like gangbusters now, and that's not going to change. And I tell you, one of the reasons why I bring this up is I do a blog called Referrals for Life, which is part of the Duct Tape Marketing, Duct Tape Marketing blog. And I do a blog there, and I had some guy get on a month or two ago and say, face-to-face networking is dying. It's the buggy whip industry.
As you're adding 10 countries...
That's right. Well, my response to him was there was an interesting comment. The only problem with it was the facts, because our growth has been so incredible. And I think sometimes people get so much into online networking that they think nobody else is doing this face to face in-person networking. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of people are, and it's not going to replace face to face networking until. Here's the day it'll replace it. Until we sit in a room, and around us is a person, and then next to them a pedestal with the holographic image of another person, and a person, and kind of like Star Wars. Face-to-face networking is not going to be replaced until that happens, and I'm not sure that's going to ever happen, or that'll even replace face-to-face networking. So it's here to stay, both.
No, I agree with you 100%. Well, Nesbitt said it first. We're always going to want high touch.
That's right. And technology flattens the communication hierarchy. It provides opportunities to improve, not replace, connections with people. I can't imagine running a business with 36 countries in I think we're now in 18 time zones. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine running a business in 36 countries without technology,
right?
But that doesn't replace the people connection.
Well, that's right. And I'll tell you something else that I try to tell my audience: never let your customers, at least, touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. Not technology for technology's sake.
Right.
There's got to be something in it for them.
Right. Well, here's the second one.
All right.
Networking and social capital education. In other words,
social capital education, that's a new term.
Well, social capital is sort of the academic term for business networking.
Right.
It's the theories about people connecting with one another both professionally and personally.
We get that, but sticking education on the end, that's new.
Well, yeah, it's going to gain in popularity, but don't hold your breath for colleges and universities. They're not going to do it. They're not going to be the ones teaching it, but you're going to see more and more training programs on networking and social capital, just not at the university level.
Stand by. We're going to – and send all your professors, send all your cards and letters to Ivan Meisner, Ontario, California. Stand by. Tintel, Ivan Meisner, and I will be right back. Stay with us. Until I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy holidays, everyone. I want to remind you that I will be here live and in person on Christmas Day. This will be my 10th consecutive Christmas program, about 8 of them on the day. And so if it's Monday through Friday, I'm live and have been now into our 10th year. Thanks to the support of our good friends like Ivan Meisner, the president. And I should say the founder. He's not president anymore. You're the chairman now, aren't you, Ivan?
I am. I promoted Norm Dominguez to CEO.
Of Business Network International, BNI, one of the great organizations, a great American success story, but now actually a great international success story. Ivan, and by the way, folks, if you want to learn more about networking, go to their website, BNI.com, and find out more about what they do. But also, find Ivan's link, which you can do, by the way, right now on our schedule page and also in our Brain Trust and also on our blog this week. Find his link, the link to his stuff that we have on our website, and you can see dozens and dozens of interviews. You can listen to dozens of interviews he and I have conducted over the years on every aspect of networking you can think of. Right now, Ivan, you're talking to us about the future of networking.
Yes, I am. And we were, I was making colleges and universities upset.
Yeah, you were ticking them off, right?
Yeah, well, let's see if we can really make them mad.
You got anything for the Democrats? I like that, too. Or the French. if you can tick off the French, I like that, too.
Oh, that I could do easily. but we're in France, so I have to be careful, B and I. So, I think most college professors in business have never had a real job in their life besides teaching.
Right.
And many of them
haven't.
They don't teach. They don't teach networking because they don't understand the concept. They don't really. They've never, you know, run a business. Now, many of them will say, "Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I'm a business consultant." Well, I've been a consultant. It's not the same as running a business. And I find it amazing that you'll have lawyers teaching law classes, accountants teaching accounting classes, but you'll have professors teaching business that have never owned a business or really been management in a business,
mm-hmm.
and they're teaching people how to do a business. Well,
right.
No wonder we don't teach networking or word-of-mouth marketing in colleges around the world, because most business professors have not really networked in terms of business. They don't.
So where's the education going to come from?
Well, it's going to come from private organizations. It's going to come from organizations like the Referral Institute. Brian Buffini does a great training on word-of-mouth marketing. It's going to come from other organizations.
Business Network International?
Well, certainly BNI, but BNI is not really a seminar company.
Yeah.
So we will teach it in terms of the context of BNI, and we do teach it in terms of BNI. But it's going to be seminar companies that you're going to see evolve in the same way that you see Sandler Sales and Brian Tracy and Tommy Hopkins. Sales techniques. Why? Because we don't teach sales techniques in college. We give people marketing degrees and they don't know how to close a sale.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Well, you industry evolved because college isn't doing their job. Well, you're going to see a whole industry evolve over time because colleges and universities aren't teaching people how to network.
And a lot of that training is going to be done online.
Some of it will, that's right. But, I want to catch the third one because it's right at your radio show.
Okay.
Small business.
Mm-hmm.
But the third item in my crystal ball on the trends of networking is that small businesses, small companies will continue have an edge over big companies when it comes to business networking because corporate America doesn't get it. They absolutely don't understand it.
But also, by definition, their people are able to move and flow within their organization. They get insulated from the marketplace. We're not insulated. We're only a half a person away from the outside world.
That's right. And, you know, corporate America is still focusing on training their salespeople on cold calling,
mm-hmm.
which they've been doing forever. And they're not prepared.
Passe.
They're not prepared for building relationships and teaching their people how to farm to generate business rather than how to hunt to generate business.
I have made my living cold calling partially in the past. In the 70s, you could do it. In the 21st century, I'd hate to think I had to make my living cold calling.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I don't know if you know this about me, Jim, but I used to train sales divisions of companies on cold calls. I did it long enough to know that I don't want to ever do it again for the rest of my life. It's a horrible way to build your business.
Well, and it doesn't fit the 21st century marketplace at all. Never mind whether it was ever a good idea. It's not. It doesn't fit in where the marketplace operates these days.
No, it doesn't fit in. And when it's a 1-2 punch for new people in business, because what happens is they come out of the college and university system, they're not taught about networking, and then they move into private business.
Right.
A large company, and they don't teach them anything about networking.
And the counterpoint to that, folks, is networking. No question about it. Ivan, I got to stop you. We got to go for this visit. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do for so many people around the world, and thank you for being our friend.
It's always great, Jim. Thanks.
Dr. Eisner, ladies and gentlemen, Business Network International, BNI.com. You'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.